Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Hello and welcome to the Senior Zone, DC's number one radio program for seniors and by seniors. Hello everybody, I'm your host, Sean Perry, and since 2012, the Senior Zone, we have connected older adults 50 and up with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice with the hope of improving the quality of life for older adults everywhere, while also creating new conversations around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. The call number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. So here's what's coming up. In our very first segment, we'll be talking with the Securities and Exchange Commission about the upcoming World Investor Week, always the first calendar week in October, and how our seniors can invest wisely and safely. Our guest will be Lori Schock, Director of the Office of Investor Education and Advocacy at the SEC. Then in our second segment, can you possibly imagine having a technique you can use on yourself that reduces or eliminates stress and other psychological, physical, and emotional challenges that inhibit you? Well, according to my next guest, there's no need to imagine it. It's a reality. To learn more, stay tuned. My guest will be Bev Nuremberg, CEO of Wellness at Your Fingertips. Lastly, we'll close out the show as we faithfully do each broadcast here on the Senior Zone with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. But please allow me to thank our sponsors and partners for today's show and affording us this weekly privilege that we do not take for granted of keeping our seniors informed, engaged, and inspired. So a heartfelt thank you goes out to the D.C. Department of Aging and Community Living, right at home of Montgomery, Prince George's, and Baltimore counties, Legal Counsel for the Elderly, Stewart Funeral Home, AARP of the District of Columbia, AARP of the State of Maryland, the United Healthcare Community Plan, Kaiser Permanente, and lastly, the United American Insurance Company. Folks, get your pen, get your pad, get them ready to take some good, useful, and relevant notes here on the Senior Zone today. When we return, it's Investing Your Money 101 for our seniors. This next segment is brought to you by Legal Counsel for the Elderly, providing free legal and social work services to D.C. residents most in need. Don't change that dial. The Senior Zone, we'll be right back.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts on the radio. Use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams in your area and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Hi, neighbor. I'm inviting you and your wife to my husband's 65th birthday party next week.
Great. Has he applied for Medicare yet?
Not yet. It's very confusing.
Call Montgomery County SHIP. They help me with questions about my Medicare coverage.
What's Montgomery County SHIP?
It's SHIP, like a boat. Montgomery County State Health Insurance Assistance Program. They help seniors like us, or people with disabilities, or caregivers and families with Medicare insurance questions.
Can anyone call them?
Sure, as long as you live in Montgomery County. You can call them at 301-255-4250 or check out their website at www.medicareabcd.org.
What's that number again?
Montgomery County SHIP, 301-255-4250. Made possible with a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living through the state of Maryland and Montgomery County.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. As Director of the Office of Investor Education and Advocacy since 2009, Director Schock focuses primarily on investor education initiatives and provides advice on policy matters relating to investor protection. Ms. Schock joined the Commission in 2001 as a staff attorney and held various positions of increasing responsibility during her tenure, including Acting Director, Deputy Director, and Special Counsel to the Director. She received her Juris Doctorate and Masters of Taxation from the University of Akron and her Bachelor's of Art from Furman University. Welcome back by popular demand, Director Schock.
Thank you, Sean. It's good to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you back. It was just a little over a month ago that you were here.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It is, and I'm excited to have you back here on the show. You must have did something right to have you back here on the Senior Zone so soon.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here again.
But it's an honor, truly. It's an honor to have you here on the Senior Zone because you guys are doing important work over at the SEC, and I'm sure that you are doing work on behalf of our older adults as well, keeping them safe and protected and investing, you know, wisely and safely. So let's just jump right into it with the time that we have this morning. For those that didn't listen to our first discussion back in early August and don't know much about the SEC on a very high level, share with them, what is the SEC? What is the role of the SEC? Essentially, what do you guys do?
Sure. We're the Securities and Exchange Commission. Essentially, we're the federal regulator that has oversight over the markets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, the people who sell products, as well as the exchanges on which they're traded. So that's our primary mission. We actually have a three-part mission to maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, to help facilitate capital formation. But the overarching is investor protection. And that's what I want to spend the majority of our time talking about here today, is investor protection and what people can do to outsmart scam artists who are trying to take their hard-earned money.
Yeah, and specifically, how does that relate to our older adults?
You know, older adults have the unique situation of having a lifetime worth of savings and investing. And con artists know that. Mm-hmm. And they target them more frequently than they do younger investors because they have more assets for them to try to steal.
Yeah. And we want to keep it in their pockets, not in the scammers' pockets, in our seniors,
Absolutely.
Older adults' pockets for sure. So I just learned that the first week of October is what's called a World Investor Week. Right? The first week of October. So let's just dive into that. Why the first week of October? Is there any significance with that possibly? And if you don't know that particular answer, what does that mean and what is the SEC doing to celebrate World Investor Week?
World Investor Week came out of an organization called IOSCO. That's the International Organization of Securities Commissions. The SEC is one of the members of that, mm-hmm. as is the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. We also work with the state securities regulator through their organization, NASA, the North American Securities Administrators Association, and those are the four groups in the United States that really spearhead World Investor Week for the United States. But like I said, this is an international week. Mm-hmm. The first week of October was chosen. It was a good time for the other regulators. We essentially have regulators across six continents that are celebrating World Investor Week and trying to raise awareness of certain issues that smart investors and practices that they do to try to, you know, be smarter investors, to take better care of their money and resources as they work towards investing for the long term.
Yeah, well, I certainly want to keep what's already in the pockets of our seniors, right, our older adults, in their pockets, right, unless they choose to invest that money. But if they do so, well, let's hope that they do it wisely and as safely as possible. What are some of the, as you're trying to raise awareness, as you just mentioned, what are some of the key messages that you hope or that the organizers of World Investor Week hope to get across this upcoming first week of October?
You know, a smart investor is someone who does a background check. So before they turn over their money, they've done a background check on the person who has reached out to them, who's trying to get their money, to make sure that they're licensed and registered. This is a highly regulated industry, and it's one of those things that we need people, though, to do that background check before they turn over their money to make sure there aren't any issues there. The worst thing is if the person's not licensed, that's a big red flag. So do not turn over your money.
So it's important there, and I'm being lighthearted here. It's important that because just because Uncle Ray came over and said he's made some money over here, that you just don't follow Uncle Ray, you know, blindly, right? You still have to do your due diligence and ensure that that person that Uncle Ray is referring is licensed and qualified to do the job.
You absolutely need to do more than just what Uncle Ray says. When it comes to investment fraud, it's one of those things that a gut check does not serve you well, or going on someone else's recommendation may not serve you well either. You need to independently verify that the person is who they say they are and that they're licensed here. And even if they are licensed, what else you can find out from that background check is how long have they been in the business? Do they have any complaints from other investors? Have they had regulatory action taken against them? Maybe the SEC has taken action against them, or the state securities regulator. That's the information that we want people to know before they make that decision and turn over their money.
Yeah. And where do people go? Because myself, I think I'm an informed person, you know, for the most part. I don't know where to go to verify if a person is licensed, if he or she doesn't have, you know, any actions against them by the SEC or any other regulatory agency. Where would someone like myself and older adults go to find that information out?
Sean, thank you for that. Investor.gov is where I want you to go. That's investor.gov. That's our retail-facing website from the SEC. So it's a government website. And the very first action item you'll see on that website is all you have to do is put in the person's name. And with that information alone, you can find out all of this other background information that I've talked about here today. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if they don't show up in there, then that's a big red flag. But if they are there and they are licensed, take a look at their background. What licenses do they hold? How long have they been registered? How long have they worked for this firm? Have they jumped around from one job to another? Just take a look at that. Most of the time, they won't have any regulatory background or regulatory issues. Mm-hmm. But if you do have one, you want to know that before you turn over
what
your money.
What sort of licenses? We talk about that, right? But I don't even know. Are you talking about a stockbroker's license? Are you talking about a bond license? I mean, I don't know.
It's exactly what I'm talking about. So you have a different series of licensing that's run by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. You have a Series 7, a Series 63, a 65, a 66, and that allows them to either sell certain products or to offer investment advice, depending on which licenses they hold. They may also have their life or health insurance exams. So there's just other information that's there. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if they're not licensed.
Right. So just because they have a health license or an insurance license does not mean they're qualified to sell you investment products.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Just want to make sure you're out there. Just because one has a license, you have to look at what type of license they have.
And what they're trying to sell. Absolutely.
Gotcha. Yep. So now we talked about the person and investigating the person that we're considering handing our money over to. What about the products that person is discussing?
You know, in our world, there are a bunch of products that most of the things are registered. You see them traded on at major exchanges, whether it's a publicly traded company or a mutual fund, bond funds, things like that. There are some products that are exempt from registration, meaning that they don't have to register. But most people start off with these foundation pieces, and it's not until you have a good foundation of, say, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, before you get into some of the more esoteric and unregistered offerings. So when I talk about those, I'm talking about registered products here. And you can find information about those also from investor.gov on Research Your Investments. It'll take you to a database called EDGAR. Now, EDGAR stands for Electronic Data Gathering Analysis and Retrieval Database, or we just call it EDGAR, okay? Put in the company's ticker symbol, or you can put in the name and see the disclosures that those companies have had to make as publicly traded companies. And that information is available. We are a disclosure-based agency, so Companies have to report truthful information, and then investors make a decision based on those disclosures whether or not they want to invest in them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good information there. So investor.gov, I'm going to mention it several times during this this discussion here, investor.gov. So we've spoken about the person and how we can look into that person's background and how we can research the product. Now, I know when I've researched products before, and, you know, I've had a Series 7 license in my past, 20, 30 years ago, right? Didn't do anything with it, but just took the test. So I think I'm a little informed. But even I get confused, right, when I look at products that have fees that are associated with investing, you know, in those products, loads and no loads, and what does it mean, and how much is it going to cost me? It's hard to figure that stuff out. So how does a layperson like myself and those that are listening, how can we figure it out?
You know, all investments have fees, and those fees matter. Let's just get that out there. If you're buying, say, individual stocks, you may pay a commission to buy those stocks and to sell those stocks. So it's a trading fee.
That's a one-time thing, right?
That's a one-time fee.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm buying 100 shares of ABC Company. I pay a $7 commission. When I get ready to sell ABC Company, I pay another $7 commission to get out of it. Okay? But then you have other types of fees. So the products themselves, if it's a mutual fund, they will have ongoing fees. And we have a calculator on investor.gov where you can do a side-by-side comparison, a fund analyzer that can compare up to three mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. So you can see the fees that are in each product side-by-side for that comparison. And then there are other types of account fees. Say if you work with an investment advisor, you may pay an ongoing management fee called a wrap fee, where it's, say, 1 to 1.5% per year of your assets under management, where they are looking at your account on a regular basis. So those are just some of the fees that you need to be aware of. And we have a whole lot of information about different fees and where you can find them, also on Investor.
And what's acceptable and standard there?
That's one of those things. We let the market sort that out.
Okay.
So and the firms do compete against each other on fees.
Yeah.
And so that's something to take into account when you're making your investing decisions.
Yeah. Well, it's important, you know, that our listeners know and understand that no matter what they do with their money, whether they put it in a bank, there's still a risk associated with investing. Even if it's a low risk, right, there's still a risk associated with putting your money somewhere.
The one good thing if you're working with a bank is generally they have FDIC insurance, mm-hmm. which if you have $250,000 or less in that account, that at least there's some insurance there. When it comes to investing, there is no insurance against that risk.
So you have no recourse.
No. And all investing has risk.
Right.
So just, you know, want to make that distinction there between sort of savings within an FDIC insured bank account versus an investment risk.
Yeah. This is always juicy when we're talking about scams, right? Because we want to know about scams and how to keep our money safe and secure. And there's always new scams that are popping up that, you know, we've never heard of. But I'm sure all scams, you know, there's a hallmark to all of these scams, right? There's a central theme to most of these scams, other than just getting your money in their pocket. Can you talk to that and what you're currently seeing?
Sure. You know, common themes that we see here. One, the scam artist wants to make a connection with the person. When you talk about a con artist, the con stands for confidence. And that's the insidious part of this, is because they do gain your trust and your confidence. And they want to find that what makes you tick. What are you interested in? What would be the right hook, if you will, to get you to become interested in my product so that I can convince you to turn over your money? All right, so that they start off with that. They may use source credibility where they look like, hey, I have a fancy office. I live in the right section of town. I drive a nice car. Mm-hmm. I have all these degrees and awards on my wall. But just remember, that can be faked. All right? Mm-hmm. Anyone with a good printer and the ability to lease an office building doesn't mean they own it. You can lease a car. Doesn't mean they own it. You can lease a house. Doesn't mean you own it. You know, and that they may not have all the – they may have show all the trappings of someone who's successful,
right?
But it's just a ruse, okay? So don't be sucked in by that. Also, they have a tendency to say, hey, Sean, you invested with this, and Uncle Ray invested with this, so now we've got social consensus. These other people that you know have invested in it. So maybe you should invest in it too.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to investing, this is all personal issue. Just because it's good for someone else or even family members, it may not be good for your personal situation. So keep that, you know, in mind. And then, you know, we also see reciprocity being used. Free lunch seminars, yeah, free dinner, yeah.
I think
free
we spoke about that last time you were here, right?
That's it, you know. And people know they don't want to be rude. Yeah. But, you know, the hard sell doesn't come at the free dinner seminar. Oh, that's an investor ed event only. No sales will take place there. No, it takes place later, yeah, in your living room. And that's when the hard press really comes on. But don't feel the pressure to have to, you know, for steak and baked potato.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn over your lifelong savings.
What about those that call? We are all getting unsolicited calls nearly every day, multiple times a day. Can you address that and what's happening there? And what should our listeners do?
You know, when it comes to unsolicited calls, so you didn't reach out to someone, they're calling you, and maybe they're emailing you or they're pinging you on social media, however it is that they're contacting you. I'm always wary when someone approaches me, because if it's such a great deal, why would they want to tell me about it, not just keep it to themselves? Also, why are they trying to raise money, and what is it that they want from me? I didn't go looking for this. It came looking for me, and that just always gives me extra pause.
Yeah.
So you need to either, one, use your caller ID and don't even take the phone calls. Or if you do take and find yourself on a phone call, don't be afraid to just hang up on them.
Yeah. You know, one thing that comes to mind, Lori, is, you know, I get emails. And some of these emails now are beyond slick. I mean, they look like they are from a credible, reputable, you know, organization. You know, as you click, you know, I look at the URL line, you know, as well, right? And that looks legit initially, right? And so as I'm advocating for our older adults, you know, wherever I go, I'm trying to get our older adults, those that have not already, to adopt, you know, and embrace the use of technology. But there's a part of me that's afraid for those that aren't savvy enough. If you can, from where you sit, what can those that are just coming into this technology space and just learning, but then they start getting these emails, what would you say to them?
Well, Sean, you're right. And they have, the scam artists have gotten much, much better with their emails. They do look legit, whether it's an investment, it looks like maybe it came from your bank or where you have a credit card. Mm-hmm. One, please don't ever click on the URLs in there, because it may lead you to a site where there's a malicious malware or something. I like to take a look at who the sender actually is. So it may say it's from, you know, Bank ABC, but when you click on it, you see that the address really isn't bankabc.com. Mm-hmm. It's something else. And take a real close look at that. Also, if you do have an account with that particular entity, use your information that you have from the company directly to contact them, not going through whatever email that was sent to you, because that's part of the phishing or spoofing scams that they have.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get back to World Invest. Good information. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Let's get back to World Investor Week. And one of the themes of World Investor Week, as I understand it, is the power of compound interest. I think I know what that is, but I'm going to let you explain to our listeners, you know, what is compound interest, and how does our money grow as a result of compounding?
You know, I think Albert Einstein called it the eighth wonder of the world. So this is a really powerful phenomenon. So the way compound interest works, let's just say that you're going to make 10% on your money. Okay, so you invest $100. At the end of that first year, how much money do you have with that compounding? It's $110. So the next year, if you get the same rate of return, is it $120? No, it's actually $121. Mm-hmm. That's the power of compound interest, because not only are you making interest on the principal, the $100 that you initially invested, you're making interest on the interest itself.
Right.
And that's the power of starting early also, because the earlier you start, the longer you have for that money to grow. And when you look at compound interest over decades, like, you know, from when the time that we're working to when we get ready to enjoy retirement, and also I hope to have decades in retirement as well, mm-hmm, you know, that's an opportunity for that money to grow and that compounding to continue to take effect during that time.
Gotcha. Another term, diversification.
Can't go a better way to help spread out that risk. So diversification, you can find that in many different ways, whether it's like an S&P 500 index fund or the Russell 2000, where you're spreading out the money and essentially you have a little piece of each of the 500 largest companies in the United States or the 2,000 company, whatever it is. And so you don't have all of your eggs in one basket. Because what happens if you drop that basket?
Yeah, you're done.
You've got an omelet, right? So we don't want to have an omelet here. We want to have this spread out and have that risk spread out. Remember I talked about all investments having risk? Mm-hmm. So diversification is just one of those ways to spread out that risk and not have you know, where one bad thing could happen and wipe out your whole investment.
Gotcha. We are nearly out of time, Lori. Time flies when you are here.
It sure does, Sean.
It only happens when you're here. It doesn't happen with other guests that are here. But many of our listeners, as you know, are older adults, senior citizens. This is the senior zone. What would you say to them as a director over at the SEC that can give them something to consider for their future needs and goals? Right now, many are done working or nearing retirement. What would you say to that population?
You know, especially, one, congratulations.
They made it.
You made it to retirement. That's what I aspire to at some point in time in my life.
But life is just beginning.
I know, and that's the thing. Now you've got money and you have time, all right? Mm-hmm. So I want you to enjoy it. However, I just want you to be careful out there. Make sure that you do your background checks before turning over your money. If you have a question, please give us a call at 1-800-732-0330. Again, that's 1-800-732-0330. Our investor assistance specialists and attorneys take calls every day, and I'd rather hear from you before you've turned your money over. If you think you see a scam going on in your community, please let us know that also. We need all the additional eyes and ears that we can get. And I'd rather hear from 10 people about one thing that ends up to be nothing versus I didn't hear from anyone, and now I've got people losing money.
Good advice. We've been speaking with Director Lori Schock, Office of Investor Education and Advocacy at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Once again, Lori, thank you so very much for coming on to the Senior Zone, taking time out of your day to come here to the Senior Zone. I appreciate it.
I do appreciate you, Sean. Thank you.
All right, folks, remember, go to investor.gov. First, do not listen to Uncle Ray and his blind advice out there without doing your due diligence first. Again, this was Director Lori Schock over at the SEC. Well, folks, that is it. This next break is brought to you by Stewart Funeral Home, a family tradition for over 120 years. We'll be right back with Wellness at Your Fingertips, Bev Nuremberg.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path, leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with a level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C., at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
Today is your day to connect with AARP in D.C. AARP is here in the District of Columbia, working hard to make it an even better place to live, work, and play for people of all ages, and you can help. Put your skills and talents to good use as an AARP volunteer, where you can help lead local events or become an advocate for the issues that matter in your community, like funding for programs that help district residents age with dignity and independence. AARP is also helping you get the most out of life. Check out their educational workshops, where they can help you grow as a caregiver, find a job, and teach you about the latest technology. Or enjoy a night out at any of their exciting local events, like their happy hours and free movie screenings. Today is your day to connect with your community and with AARP. So let's take on today and every day. Learn more at aarp.org/DC.
Let's face it, there's never enough time in a day, which is probably why we're always searching for ways to save it. Shoes without laces, picking your outfit before bed, abbreviating laughing out loud. So why don't we apply the same principle to the biggest time thief, getting sick. At Kaiser Permanente, we know that when you're feeling under the weather, help can't come fast enough, which is why we've developed so many ways to help get the care you need, including after-hours urgent care, 24-hour medical advice, scheduled phone appointments, secure email with the care team, and we now even offer video consultations. When you have multiple resources available to help provide the care you need, you spend less time waiting around to get better. Because let's be honest, nobody has time for that. We're Kaiser Permanente, and that's how we help you live well, be well, and thrive. Visit kp.org today to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. With me now is Bev Nuremberg. She is the founder of wellnessatyourfingertips.com. And today we will be talking about emotional freedom techniques, tapping. Just remember that word there. Bev's career was primarily in the business world until she discovered emotional freedom techniques, also known as EFT tapping, in 2008. She was very impressed with this self-administered energy healing technique and its ability to give relief to people from any negative emotion and or physical pain quickly, easily, and effectively. She decided immediately to get certified in tapping to be able to teach other people how they can live healthier, happier, and more productive lives, regardless of their age. With us now is my new friend, Bev Nuremberg.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here on the Senior Zone. I'm looking forward to this discussion right here. It's a new discussion for me. You are certainly the subject matter expert here on emotional freedom techniques, also known as tapping. So with that being said, define what tapping is to our listeners who have never heard this term before.
Okay. Tapping is basically an energy healing technique. It's self-administered, so people can do it themselves, which makes it very, very wonderful. And the reason we say tapping is that we tap on certain meridian points on our face and upper body. So as far as meridian points are concerned, that is based on the ancient 5,000-year-old system of acupuncture. And people, when your energy is cleared and doesn't have any blockages, your body works very well. And we use our fingertips instead of needles, as ancient acupuncturists have done. So people have the ability to clear up any kind of negative emotion if they're not feeling good for any reason, if they're worried, angry, upset, overwhelmed, whatever the emotion is, whatever the physical pain is. By tapping on these points, and it really just takes a couple of minutes to do one round of tapping, they can feel immediate relief, and usually, and sometimes they can even just eliminate the issue totally and completely.
Yeah. Now, this is a radio show, obviously, and this is tapping is something that would be much better experienced through this sort of conversation if we had it on video.
Yes.
And so with that being said, I want to direct our listeners, if they choose to and are able to, they can go to your website now and see some videos that you have on your website and see how this discussion, how tapping is done. And your website again is wellnessatyourfingertips.com. That's tips, T-I-P-S, wellnessatyourfingertips.com. So let me ask you this question, Bev. Is tapping, and we've had a session before, but for our listeners, is tapping, is it something hard to learn?
No, it isn't. It's actually very easy to learn. Very easy. There's a 4-minute video on one of the taps in my website that can teach them.
Gotcha. So easy to learn, but once you learn it, you have a skill that can relieve you of your emotional as well as physical pain for a lifetime. How long has tapping been around?
It basically got introduced in the country in the 1980s, the late 1980s, and had been gaining momentum, especially since they started doing a lot of trials, scientific and clinical proof about it, which allowed it to get accepted by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, who said that this was a good process to use for post-traumatic stress disorder. So that was a very big deal to get it approved by that, because, as I said, it is an energy technique, which is not all that prevalent in this country. Been around a while.
Yeah. So when you and I When you and I had a private session just a few days ago, we talked about energy blockages, and it's because of those blockages is why we experience either emotional or physical pain. And this tapping technique is what releases those blockages.
Absolutely.
Am I correct in that? And so when we tap on these meridian points, which are on the top of your head, above your eye, on the side of your eye, below your eye, just below your nostril and your chin and in your collarbone area and a few more points, tapping releases those blockages and freeing up energy or allowing energy to flow. It's similar to if you've taken acupuncture before, just without the needles. Is that a kind of a close assessment or association?
Accurate.
Yeah. So who can benefit?
Basically anybody can benefit from tapping. People are stressed a lot of the time. Anybody who doesn't feel good for any reason, even children, children experiencing discomfort or some physical issues or upset that they may have come across in school. I personally am 76 and have, and one thing I'm so excited about is that I have no physical aches or pains. And I credit it all really to this technique that I do on a daily basis to just make sure my energy just keeps flowing so that my body can work optimally well. That's what happens when people's energy is not blocked or encumbered in any way.
Now, when we first met, one of the first words out of my mouth to you was, I said I was a little skeptical on the front end, right? I wasn't sold just by what I read, and I needed to experience it. And I've been trying it, not every day, not all the time since in the past few days, but I've tried it several times just to try to relieve some physical aches and pains that I have. And I'm still working on it. My wife is sold by it, but there was an interview on NBC News, and it's on your website as well by NBC News. She
Megan
used to
Kelly.
Work there, Megan Kelly, I believe. Yeah, I believe there. And she had interviewed someone who had significant pain and tried all the remedies that just didn't work for her, medications and therapies, et cetera. It was only until she learned about tapping that those pains, was in her back, were no longer there and were removed there. Is that something that the average listener out there right now, can they also reap benefits just like that?
Absolutely. And even if it doesn't disappear completely, they can most certainly get relief. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And if someone learns it, are they able to? This is a technique that it really doesn't take a lot of mastery in terms of just learning the basic skill set. And this is something you can pass along to your neighbor, to your spouse, and to anyone that you are associated with if they're experiencing emotional or physical pain. Is that true?
Absolutely. You can just pass it on to anyone. What I wouldn't recommend is that you do it with people. If someone has experienced some severe traumas in their life, then you don't want to get involved with something like that. You want to make sure that this is done under the guidance of a practitioner, a trained practitioner, because there may be a lot of upsetting issues that come up as a result of that. But for everyday stressors that people experience, probably most of the time, then you can just teach them. They can learn it. There's hundreds and hundreds of resources online about tapping. And there's one particular gentleman who's got over 800 tap along. So if you're feeling upset or overwhelmed, whatever the issue is, you can just say, Google. You can just Google Gradiates on and put in whatever the situation is, on anger, on overwhelm like that, and get relief. Yeah.
And the reason why I wanted to have this conversation, I'm not closed-minded. I'm not myopic. I wanted to present something to our senior listeners because we are in the senior zone, and many may have some form, some ailment, some chronic issue that they're dealing with that causes pain, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, you name it. There's a bevy of chronic issues. And this is a way that if they may not be able to remove themselves entirely from some of their medications and therapies, but this is something else they can at least try at no cost as well, right? You can learn this technique online. And if it works for you, it works for you. Great, right? You remove some pain and it doesn't take up a lot of time. So that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you, because I care about our older adults out there, and I wanted to try this and expose it to our listeners out there. So talk to our listeners out there. One question I have, what does the science community say about
tapping? Well, there is a website called EFTUniverse.com. It's listed on my website, and it has over 150 clinical trials, scientific research, with links to every one of the studies that have happened. So it says a lot about the fact that there is a tremendous amount of evidence-based research on how effective this technique is. But I would like to say that there's a tab on my website that is called Healthy Nurse, Healthy Nation. And my company is called a connector for that particular initiative by the American Nurses Association, trying to get nurses to be healthier. And they have, certainly have a tremendous amount of stress in their lives. And if someone goes to that particular tab, they can see a little video, a short video from a nurse at Cleveland Clinic. They can see an 8.5 minute video from that's an introduction to tapping. It tells you how and why it works. And then another short video of someone teaching you, and a lot of free online research. So that's a good tab to go to initially to learn a whole lot about it.
Yeah. And you don't have to go to like what's called an EFT practitioner, someone who specializes in this. This is, again, something that you can do in the privacy of your home, in your bathroom, in your closet, anywhere that you so choose, right?
That's absolutely true. Except if you want to delve deep into your past for some issues that may have been hanging around for a while, some nagging issues. There are people who have some, you know, their mother was, they just feel they're not good enough, they're not smart enough, things that people may have told them when they were young, and they don't quite know how to approach that. Then they can go to a practitioner and be guided in a safe way to get rid of those limiting beliefs that they have.
And folks that may not be an initial believer or adopter of this, you know, it's important to know that I met you at an event, a Kaiser Permanente event. I've learned that you teach this around the DMV area as well, in schools and at other organizations. So this is something that, you know, major organizations are buying into. They're bringing you in to teach their employees and their staff about tapping so that they can then, you know, communicate it to folks like us lay people on the street.
Is that correct? I do teach at Kaiser Permanente in a program called Thriving After 60. So people can.
Mm-hmm. Very familiar with Thriving After 60 here on the Senior Zone. Can you give us an example, a real life example, someone that, you know, has, you know, taken up tapping and, you know, and you've seen it, you've witnessed it, you may have helped them administer tapping, and you've seen these examples of healing. Can you give us one or two stories?
There's one story that I like to tell when I teach this class that was a client of mine went to her mother, who was 88 years old, who was having a very tough time with her ex-husband, to whom she was divorced for 50 years. And he was having a 90th birthday party, and the mother didn't want to go because she was still angry at him for breaking her heart. And she didn't want to go to the party. And my client suggested that they try this thing called tapping, which they did. And the next morning, the mother woke up and she couldn't believe how she felt. She said, "I feel completely resolved with him. I have no anger. I have no resentment." And I just do that as an example to show that no matter how long you have been holding on to something that has just been so debilitating for you, that you can literally let it go and get rid of it. And my examples about me, oh my gosh, I'm my own best customer, really. And I just get over anger and overwhelm and just any kind of stressful situation, literally in minutes, all the time. Stuff comes up all the time for people. And so, and I know the reason that I am as healthy as I am is because I really just keep these blockages unblocked in my energy system from this. Yeah. It's very worthwhile.
So what do you hope to achieve, Bev, by spreading the word about tapping?
I just want people to know that they have the ability themselves to make themselves feel better from any negative emotion that they have, and truly any physical ache or pain they have as well. And they can do that in minutes, and they can do it easily. I think that's just a remarkable thing for people to know. And so I'd love to just teach it to as many people as I can. Yeah. But I do want to mention, you said something about medication before, that people should never, ever stop taking any kind of medication that they're taking unless they have the okay from their physician, even if they feel they're much better, for which the medicine was helping them. If they should start to tap, they really should absolutely consult their physician.
Absolutely. And point noted and well taken there. Absolutely. So let's talk about how folks can reach you again. I know I gave out your website before. I want you to give out your information, contact number, et cetera.
And my website is wellness at your fingertips with an S. And that at is A-T, the actual word A-T. And my phone number is 301-602-3949. And they can reach me right through my website at Bev at Wellness at Your Fingertips. But at the very least, people should go there and check out Healthy Nurse, Healthy Nation page, learn about it, and just give it a try. Absolutely nothing to lose, and a whole lot.
And I can attest to that. It's absolutely nothing to lose. You can go to your website. You can see the videos. My wife she's using it much more than I have. Maybe she has a little more time than I've set aside for it. But just so you know, we are still trying it, you know, here in the Perry household. So I'll keep you posted on outcomes as well. So that can maybe be a success story for you as well. But folks, we've been speaking with Bev Nuremberg. She's a emotional freedom technique practitioner, has been doing so since 2008. And this technique is a self-administered healing technique that's similar or based upon acupuncture, just without the needle. So go to her website, check it out, wellnessatyourfingertips.com. Again, that's wellnessatyourfingertips.com. Or you can call her directly at 301-602-3949. 301-602-3949. Bev, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you very much. Folks, this next break is brought to you by Right at Home, when only the best in in-home care will do. We'll be right back with birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Are you turning 65 soon? Consider a Medicare supplement insurance policy with United American Insurance Company. All Medicare supplement plans are standardized by the federal government, but all insurance companies are not. At United American, service is our top priority. We know you need a strong and dependable company working for you, and United American will give you the personal attention you deserve. Call 240-421-0491. That's 240-421-0491.
Hi, neighbor. I'm inviting you and your wife to my husband's 65th birthday party next week.
Great. Has he applied for Medicare yet?
Not yet. It's very confusing.
Call Montgomery County SHIP. They help me with questions about my Medicare coverage.
What's Montgomery County SHIP?
It's SHIP, like a boat. Montgomery County State Health Insurance Assistance Program. They help seniors like us, or people with disabilities, or caregivers and families with Medicare insurance questions.
Can anyone call them?
Sure, as long as you live in Montgomery County. You can call them at 301-255-4250 or check out their website at www.medicareabcd.org.
What's that number again?
Montgomery County SHIP, 301-255-4250. Made possible with a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living through the state of Maryland and Montgomery County.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
Well, 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 it is that time of the show, my most favorite time of the show, where I have the luxury of acknowledging, celebrating, recognizing, and honoring those that have made it yet another year. And first up is my friend, Mr. Johnny Steele, one of the best performers in the DMV. He turned 61 today, September 23rd, from Alexandria, Virginia, by way of Washington, D.C. Next up is Miss Valeria Salisbury Edmonds, my good friend here, turning 55, double nickels today, September 23rd, hailing from Houston, Texas. Mr. Carl Mitchell is also double nickels today, September 23rd, from Philadelphia, PA. So happy birthday to you, Johnny, Valeria, and Carl. A few more here. We have Miss Millette Green. She is the big 5-0, y'all, turning 50 years of age on September 25th from Washington, D.C. She is known as an NBC reporter as well as a radio personality on one of our sister stations here in the Washington, D.C. area. So happy birthday to you, Miss Green. Miss Donetta Brown Russell is also 55, September 25th from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Happy birthday to you, Miss Donetta. Miss Iris Thompson is 64 on Thursday, September 26th from Alexandria, Virginia. Happy birthday to you, Miss Iris Thompson. Mr. Sonny Brown, I like that name. Sonny Brown is 75 on Friday, September 27th from Temple Hills, Maryland. So happy birthday to you and many more, Mr. Brown. Mr. Hewitt Brantley is 74 on Saturday, September 28th, hailing from Bowie, Maryland. So happy birthday to you, Mr. Brantley. Just a couple of more here. Miss Diane Grooms is 53 on Saturday, September 28th from Washington, D.C. So happy birthday to you, Miss Grooms. And last but not least, Miss Hope Burns is 53 on Sunday, September 29th from Germantown, Maryland. So happy birthday to you, Miss Hope Burns. Now, in the Senior Zone news and announcements, plan to join the Senior Zone for our upcoming Senior Spa Day, where we are giving away, check this out, folks, free haircuts, free hair styling, and free manicures for all adults 50 years of age and older. No appointments are needed. Our next event is Wednesday, October 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Fort Stanton Recreation Center at 1812 Erie Street in Southeast Washington, D.C. So I hope to see you there getting all gussied up. Now here's an innovative program provided by the Maryland Department of Aging called Senior Call Check, where you receive a daily call checking on your well-being. If you don't answer after three attempts, they will contact any person on your list that you have pre-selected. This could be an adult child, a neighbor, or another loved one. The person will then be encouraged to check in on you. The service is free for older Marylanders 65 years of age and older. It sounds like a true peace of mind for all involved. To learn more about the Senior Call Check program and to register, call 800-243-3425. That's 800-243-3425 and press the number 4. Now, in the District of Columbia, are you interested in helping other seniors connect to useful programs and services? Well, if you are, the D.C. Department of Aging and Community Living, through their Ambassador Program, provides a free interactive training designed to help you help others. So if you are interested in becoming an ambassador, call the D.C. Department of Aging and Community Living at 202-724-5626. That's 202-724-5626. Out in Prince George's County, free fresh fruits and vegetables. I say this every week. Free fresh fruits and vegetables every third Thursday of each month at 1 p.m. The Bladensburg Community Center at 4500 57th Avenue in Bladensburg, Maryland. They are providing free fresh fruits and vegetables for older adults. No ID is required. For more information, call Barbara Givens at 301-277-3775. That's 301-277-3775. Now in the District of Columbia, are you a D.C. resident facing foreclosure, behind on your property taxes, being sued by your lender, or confronting a mortgage scam? If you are, call the D.C. Foreclosure Prevention Hotline at 202-265-2255. That's 202-265-2255. Call them and get the help that you need. Now, here in Montgomery County, do you want to add to your range of transportation options? Well, Montgomery County, they boast a wide variety of public, private, and volunteer transportation options for older adults. For more information about the programs and services that can help meet your transportation needs, call Connect-A-Ride at 301-738-3252. That's 301-738-3252. 1-800-522-5252. One more in the District of Columbia, the D.C. Department of Aging and Community Living, their program, which is called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons living with a disability by offering in-home accessibility grants. That's money that reduce your risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit your mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call the Safe at Home program at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. Now, here's one with no geographical limitations whatsoever. It's a website. Go to benefitscheckup.org. That's benefits with an S, benefitscheckup.org. And this website, it screens for more than 2,500 public and private benefit programs that include help with things such as prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, and much, much more. Screenings are confidential and absolutely free. Just go to benefitscheckup.org and find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. I'd like to remind our Seniors Own listeners to check out Kaiser Permanente's Thriving After 60 Club. Be sure to go to Facebook and like the Kaiser Permanente Thriving After 60 page. You'll receive great health tips and notifications about free classes and events in your area. Every month, there are classes on topics like nutrition and mindfulness and understanding Medicare and even line dancing. The Thriving After 60 Club is open to everyone 60 years of age and older, and you do not have to be a Kaiser Permanente member to participate. That's Kaiser Permanente Thriving After 60 on Facebook. Well, folks, the pencil broke. That is all she wrote. To have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, email the Senior Zone at info@theseniorzone.com. That's three words, theseniorzone.com. Join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone for another senior-friendly and informative show. Until then, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show with my dear friend Dr. Eve Taylor is up next. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again, be someone who makes someone else look forward to their tomorrow. Have an intentionally blessed week, and God willing, we'll see you on the other side of this broadcast. We love you. Peace.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.